The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network and ChicagoBears.com. Download the Chicago Bears official mobile app for up-to-the-minute Bears content every day. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by IGS Energy and sponsored by CDW, Miller Lite, and Comcast.
It is the business season in the National Football League, and you fans are going crazy these last 48 hours or so. Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak with my broadcast partner from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, the 85 Bear, Tom Thayer in the Score studio, and former Bears quarterback Jim Miller joining us from his Michigan home on Chicago's Sports Radio 670, The Score. Welcome into Bears All Access, and fellas, Happy New Year.
Yeah, it is. It's always weird to say Happy New Year at this point in the season because we wish that we are hoping everybody Happy New Year the night before a big playoff game or we're finishing the regular season on top of the division. But when you speak in terms of football, it has been a happy beginning of the new football year. And now, you know, some guy's future is set and some guy's future is still up in the air.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time, and you're right. And obviously, the Bears have been active, making some signings, made some things official today. Somewhat anticlimactic, isn't it, when you have that three-day negotiating window and all these deals are really getting thrown out there, and now it finally becomes official today as the league year opens. And had the opportunity to talk to Taylor Gabriel today. Very talented speedster, comes over from Atlanta for a wide receiver, and I think a lot of Bears fans are excited about that. You get some weapons for Mitchell Trubisky when you look at Allen Robinson, who I know Tom, we talked about him a couple of weeks ago coming off that ACL, but man, he can be special if he's healthy. And kind of we threw out there that maybe Chase Daniel could potentially be in the mix. And sure enough, he now finds himself the backup quarterback to Mitchell Trubisky in Chicago.
None of those are official just yet. The only two official things done internally is the re-signing of free agents. And let's break it down a little bit. Prince Amukamara gets a three-year contract extension at cornerback. He seems to have found a home here in Chicago. And then the re-signing again, and a guy who's bet on himself, fellas, Sam Acho, an outside linebacker on a series of one-year deals, gets a two-year deal now, a little more guaranteed money. After proving himself last year, he's capable of being a every-down player at the outside linebacker position, in particular against the run, and his value on special teams is significant as well.
You know, like a lot of free agents, Jeff, when you get a free agent contract to move to another team like Prince Amukamara, you have a chance to prove yourself. And there's a lot of different ways in your offseason preparation, how you act in the meeting room, how you take what you've learned onto the playing field. And then as you're being coached about the little fundamentals and details and how it fits into the defense, do you adhere to what the coaches expect of you? And I think Prince Amukamara gave everybody a really good reflection of his dedication to being a top-notch cornerback in this division and for the Bears. And hey, Sam Acho, he's always been a model citizen. And I'm glad that he has been rewarded because when they brought him here and he said he'd be one of the core specialists and really lead the special teams, that's what he has been able to do. But because of injuries, he's played a lot more snaps than I think a lot of us had ever expected. And the snaps he played well.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, Sam to me is just a solid guy. I mean, every time you ask him to step on the field, he always does his job. He does it with enthusiasm, never misses up his assignment. He's a, you know, he's an extremely intelligent player, and I think he's a leader within that locker room. You know, you look at the other players that you mentioned. Prince, for me, I thought he played really well for the Bears last year. And like Tom said, you get an opportunity, and if you notice, a lot of times people were challenging Kyle Fuller. Every time you'd see a passing situation, to me, Kyle Fuller was the one that was always getting challenged last year as the corner opposite Prince Amukamara because I thought he played really well, and I can see why the Bears wanted to re-sign him, keep that defense together, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Keeping the secondary together, Fuller, obviously, the transition tag, and he was one of the top five targeted corners in the National Football League last year and made a lot of plays on the ball. That was significant. Prince was significant as well. Bryce Callahan, a restricted free agent tender as the nickel defender at the moment, and your safeties are back. So that chemistry in the back end for Vic Fangio can't go unnoticed either. It is significant to have the chemistry on the back end of your defense.
But you know, Jeff, that was the hottest topic all throughout last offseason. I remember us talking about it repeatedly, about making sure they get questions answered at the cornerback position. They got to solidify the safety position. And even though they brought in Quinton Demps, the two young guys were able to take over. So where is that question mark right now? Across the board, offense and defense, where is last year's defensive back question mark this offseason.
Well, yeah, that's going to
go ahead, Jim.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm just saying, you know, think about it. Eight, you know, I bring up Micah Fitzpatrick, who's at Alabama there. I mean, that guy can literally play every position. Because I'm with you, Tom. I think, you know, you look at how the safeties shored up their areas last year with both Adrian Amos and how young Eddie Jackson played. I still think Callahan is definitely, he does a great job as a nickel corner. But to me, if you want a top 10 guy who can literally do everything, Minka Fitzpatrick, you know, could be another guy added in what the Bears would maybe think about at that eight spot.
Bears have also officially released three players from their 17 free agent class. Quarterback Mike Lennon, who's been linked to Arizona. Cornerback Marcus Cooper and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton. He just could not get any breaks last year, starting slowly with injuries and whatnot. Was not available very often and never really got on track with the Bears. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by our friend Adrian Amos. The Bears' fourth-year safety will join the program. I'm with Tom Thayer and Jim Miller, Jeff Joniak here on Bears All Access on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. And welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by IGS Energy, a proud partner of the Chicago Bears, providing electricity, natural gas, and home warranty products to over 1 million customers across this great country. Learn more about IGS Energy at IGS.com. Bears All Access with Tom Thayer, Jim Miller, and Jeff Joniak here on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score until 7 o'clock tonight. And pleased right now to be joined by starting safety Adrian Amos, about to enter his fourth season with the Bears. Adrian, good evening. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Fantastic. And before we get into what you're up to in this offseason so far, you were in the same 2011 recruiting class at Penn State as what will soon be official, wide receiver Allen Robinson, who intends to sign with the Bears after his successful years in Jacksonville. What can you tell us about him?
Oh, man, yeah. Since 2011, we've been roommates, you know, all through college. So, you know, he's a real competitive guy. From that point, I was a corner when I was recruited, and he was the receiver. So we had a lot of one-on-one battles, and you know, we had a very competitive household. As you would say, we lived in an apartment building all together. So he's real competitive. He, you know, he works hard at his craft. He's going to give you that 100% every single time because, you know, he hates to lose anything he does.
Hey, Adrian, you talk about the common ground that you have with Allen Robinson through your college years. Allen Robinson comes onto the practice field and sees Adrian Amos across the line of scrimmage. Does he see a different player that covered him in college, or are you the same guy but you've just sharpened your skills?
Well, it's a little different because he always liked me as a cornerback. So, the years when we would play together, you know, I was at corner, so I was actually, you know, covering him. But now on the practice field, you know, I'm back there at safety, so. It's more so, you know, me telling him don't come across the middle and stuff like that. So it's a different, you know, it's a little different dynamic. So, you know, just a different, playing a different position. You know, knowledge of the game has grown on both sides. You know, we both have grown a lot since college days.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Adrian. Jim Miller here. Thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah. Just how you have grown, because when you got the opportunity last year to get back in the starting lineup, and just you could see, and at least I did, that sense of maturity that, all right, here we go. I get this opportunity here, and I'm going to take advantage of it. And you definitely did last year, my friend. What was different for you?
You know, going into year three, you know, a lot of things were different. You know, I had a, you know, full off season. You know, I worked with my craft all, you know, off season, and, you know, just being more familiar with the position, what they were asking me to do. You know, being healthy. It's a lot of factors that go into it. Just film study and opportunity. Our defense as a whole was playing a little better. So, you know, I just was trying to, you know, take advantage of, you know, every opportunity. So I was out there, and I was, you know, my whole mindset was, you know, not to, you know, have to come out again.
We're with Adrian Amos, a Bears starting safety here on Bears All Access on 670 The Score, brought to you by IGS Energy. Tom Thayer, Jim Miller, Jeff Joniak here. You've had a lot of time to think about what's happened in the first 4 years or 3 years of your career, but you know, being a starter as a rookie, then having to watch players and be a reserve for a little while, what does that do to a player that has come in as a starter and has to work his way back into a starting job?
You know, it teaches you the game. You know, it teaches you the business of it. It teaches you, you know, you can always be replaced, you know. So, you know, it showed me this year, just, you know, play my game. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about what, you know, the media is saying. You know, and to a certain extent, you know, not even, you know, coaches sometimes, because, you know, you just have to have that confidence in yourself that you can go out there and play the game. So just like when I came as a rookie, it was the fantastic rookie. And then, you know, you have a couple of bad games here and there, and then it's, oh, you know, replace them. And then you have some good games, and then it's, he might be great. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just I'm working on just coming in, being consistent, getting better, but being the same guy every day.
You know, Adrian, back in our day before free agency, we were never alerted to competition signed behind us until they went out and drafted guys at your position. Then it was like, uh-oh, they might feel something. But now that you're in your time here, they got free agents, so they sign a guy that's at your position, and you have a couple months to think about that. Like, how challenging was that to you in your free time, whether you're working out, getting ready, or you're just going through the little details of football? Was it challenging to you, or was it like a kick in the butt saying, okay, I got to get Adrian Amos ready to be the player that he's capable of being?
You know, I took it as, I mean, at the beginning, you always, when you feel like, when you have confidence in yourself, and, you know, something happens or you get replaced or something, you know, you first think, you know, you feel disrespected. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to look at yourself. And, you know, I say, where did I give them reason to, you know, want to replace me, or what can I do better, you know, to get better, you know, and move forward. So that's how I took it. You know, I took it, you know, each and every day, you know, how can I get better? You know, how can I get the ball more? You know, seeing as that was, you know, a big thing, you know, how can I get the ball more? How can I force fumbles or, you know, get the ball? So just each and every day, just grinding it out, being a great teammate, doing whatever they expect me to do. You know, I was on special teams, and I played well on special teams when I was the first three games. Play well on special teams, and then once I got my opportunity, just, you know, get after it.
Well, hopefully the band can get back together because, you know, it's reported Prince Amukamara are going to return to the Bears. Certainly Kyle Fuller, he's got the transition tag. We'll see if he's able to return, if the Bears have to match an offer. And Bryce Callahan gets the tender today. But most important, I think you and Eddie Jackson and your impact, I mean, you guys potentially could grow even further if the entire group stays together. Maybe just talk about all that communication with you and Eddie Jackson, how it went for year one for him, and just how you guys are going to be able to grow here moving forward.
Oh, yeah, he's a football, you know, smart guy, and you know, he's versatile in that, you know, he can cover slots, and he's rangy in the back end, you know, and we just work well together. You know, it's easy for us to talk to each other. We both have the same mindset as far as, you know, we want to be a great defense, and so you know we honest with each other with certain things. So it's never too much conflict with, you know, what each other want to do or what we're supposed to do, you know, because we just built that, you know, trust with one another that we trust that the other one is going to be what it needs to be.
Bears starting safety Adrian Amos with us here on Bears All Access, named to the Pro Football Focus 2017 All-Pro Team at safety along with Viking safety Harrison Smith, an accomplished player in his own right. So you had a heck of a season. Have you paid much attention to the last 48 hours? Are you that kind of football fan as well to find out what's going on league-wide with all the comings and goings and rumors?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a sports guy, so I see all of it, you know, mostly. And then, you know, then you have you know, friends that's on different teams or, you know, in situations or guys you've been worked out with, you have worked out with. So you know, I see it, you know, it, you know, especially, I mean, we got Allen that we text every day. So we is a group chat with six of us. We was the Super Six in college. So we all have a group chat. So we talk every day. So all the updates for everything is going in the group chat. So, you know, we find out with each team that each person is on and what's going on with their team. So, yeah, I see it.
You know, were you relieved when they kept Vic around with his system that you're familiar with, you've been able to flourish in early in your career, and kind of like just a stabilizing force for you to come in when OTA start, that you're familiar with the staff and the coaches? Was that some relief to you at this point in your career?
I mean, yeah, you know, it's good to not have to learn another playbook. You know, you can come in and focus on other things more, you know, little details, find more ways that I can get better at that coverage. I already know the coverage. I know I've been doing it for a while. All right, how can I make more plays in that coverage? You know, what else can I learn about a defense, what somebody else has to do, you know, to help somebody else? So everybody will have that. So the knowledge I have about the playbook, you know, the person next to me has that same knowledge.
Well, Adrian, I got to finish with this one. Since you're on the group chat with Allen Robinson, were you actively recruiting Allen Robinson? Did you get a finder's fee, my friend? Well done.
Hey, you get, listen. You got to think about it. That's my boy. So I'm gonna see him regardless. So, of course, I want to play with him. We've been talking about we want to play. You know, all of us. We wanted to be on the same team at some point. You know. In college, like we talked about that in college, we had aspirations of being in the NFL. All right, hopefully we get drafted to the same team. How would that happen? And, so we get around this situation, and it's like, yeah, we could use. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It'll be, you know, good to have you on that type time, but you know, it was no pressure in him or anything like that. Because at the end of the day, you know, that's my boy. So I want him to have himself, you know. As his family, right, and, you know, be in the best situation for him, his family, you know what I'm saying? I can see you anytime. But yeah, it's a great ad for him to be coming.
Well, lastly, Adrian, he'll be a good fit in the locker room then, won't he? I mean, you know him better than anybody.
Oh, yeah, he'll be a great fit in the locker room. He he's a guy that, you know, he gets along with, you know, almost any type of crowd. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be fun to have him in the locker room.
Hey, Les, I know you got to go, but you mentioned the Super Six, was it? Was it Donovan Smith, Anthony Zettel, you, Allen, who else from Penn State?
Yeah, it was me, Allen Robinson, Kyle Carter. He with the Giants now. Donovan Smith, Deion Barnes, and Bill Belton.
Good players across the board. And, hey, Adrian, thanks you so much. Appreciate
Thank you, Adrian.
It. Enjoy your offseason.
Good talking to you.
See you soon in April. That's Adrian Amos. Great kid. Great representative, fellas, for the organization off the field and on the field. A thumper back there at safety as he looks forward to his fourth season with the Bears. We'll have more of Bears All Access after this break on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Hey, sign your child up for a fun, non-contact Chicago Bears youth football camp brought to you by Gatorade and Athletico Physical Therapy. Visit www.bearscamps.com to save $50 today. Jeff Joniak along with Tom Thayer, Jim Miller on Bears All Access here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Busy, busy, busy time this week. We're loving every second of it, though, I tell you. I'm sure fans are going in that same direction, fellas. And I'm going to start with Jim on this one because you are in the thick of it, being on SiriusXM NFL Radio. So it's coming at you fast and furious. I'm sure you talked to a lot of folks. You mentioned you talked to Taylor Gabriel, and his intention is to sign with the Bears here, and he'll get his best deal yet in his NFL career, which started in Cleveland, who sent him to Atlanta. He made a Super Bowl. And what was he saying about his potential role in the Bears offense?
Yeah, I think he was really excited, obviously, in his talks with Matt Nagy, the new head coach of the Chicago Bears, and just how he's going to be utilized. And just for the listeners, his background, this is an undrafted free agent, okay, out of Cleveland. And lo and behold, when he gets on the field, he is lightning quick. I think he's been clocked as low as like 4.27. Okay, this guy can pick him up and put him down, moves on to the Atlanta Falcons, puts up big numbers there, and now arrives and gets the four-year deal with the Chicago Bears. He is truly excited. I think he understands how he's going to be utilized. Obviously, you can do a lot of things from the slot. You can put him outside, too, if you do want to just stretch the defense, because he provides that role. He can do some run things. He can do intriguing things in terms of the jet sweeps and things like that, and how he can be utilized. So, you know, a lot of great things. He's taken wide receiver screens. You know, you can drop it off at the 20, and he can take it 80 to the house. So he's a very explosive player. I think he's excited about the direction of the Bears offense. He's excited about the opportunity, and obviously to sign with Chicago. You know, it's kind of for him. He's kind of worked his way into this position to finally get an opportunity and certainly land his first big contract. And a couple weeks ago, I talked to Allen Robinson, and I know we've talked about him before. He's a kid who – I know this kid because he grew up here locally, played at Orchard Lake St. Mary's right up the road. He is a fantastic athlete. And his – you know, the radius that he can catch a football is impressive. He can make the acrobatic play, does have the speed, but he can make big-time plays in terms of explosive plays to go and get it. I think that was intriguing. Yes, he's coming off the ACL, but I think clearly one of the best in the free agent market when you look at him. And I don't want to talk poorly about Blake Bortles, but, I mean, if you go back and look at his highlight reel, some of the acrobatic catches he was making, because Blake isn't the most accurate passer. Mitchell certainly has a better accuracy. But this guy, his radius and the acrobatic catches he can make is impressive. So Bears definitely attacking it to score more points in terms of weapons for their quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky.
You know, one thing about Taylor Gabriel, he runs routes really well. And I know I was watching a highlight reel of him, and you can see how much, how deceptive he can be in his route running and how much, concern that puts in the minds of the defensive backs. And, you know, in college, 215 catches for over 3,000 yards. So he's run a lot of routes in his life. But, you know, when you have this type of speed, you have a low center of gravity, some of these defensive backs that may be a little taller and awkward and who you're going to cover them with. I've just seen him. He can make some defensive backs who are a little less confident really look bad, because he can come in out of his break so quickly that if you're off balance, he's winning the route.
What I love about the additions, and Trey Burton, the tight end, we'll talk about him in detail in a moment, get some X's and O's analysis from you guys. But with Robinson, Burton, Gabriel, the addition of a kicker that they're going to believe in here in Cody Parkey, the addition of Chase Daniel as a veteran backup quarterback, while he only had 78 career snaps, he's got knowledge, and he is known by general manager Ryan Pace because of his New Orleans roots. He played with the Eagles. He's been in Kansas City with Nagy, so he understands exactly what they're looking for here. But it's scoring points, and this team has had trouble scoring offensive points. You look at the red zone alone with these additions offensively, you know, the bulk of his touchdown catches for Allen Robinson have been in the red zone. This is all about getting better, obviously, as an offense, moving the ball, but more importantly, scoring points. You guys agree?
Oh, 100%. You know, but I think, you know, sometimes I have the little blame for the coaches and the way they put together the red zone game plan and even inside what they call the green zone, inside the 10-yard line, because I think Deion Sims can catch. I think, you know, they had multiple players out there, Daniel Brown and the rest of the tight ends. I think they could catch. I think they could be used more efficiently last year in the red zone, and that was a disappointing thing about it. But now you add a guy like Trey Burton inside the red zone, he's going to be a matchup nightmare because safeties are going to be too small to cover him. And I think, again, he runs his routes really well, and he can get linebackers who have poor feet and coverage responsibilities so off balance that he can win immediately. So when you're talking about scoring, I think these are a couple guys that are going to come in and help immediately, including Allen Robinson.
Totally agree with that, and I do. I think, you know, I've said this before, it's a tight end centric offense. So I'm with Tom on this. I think all those tight ends are going to be utilized a lot differently. You know, think of the things that Kansas City was doing last year with Travis Kelce. You know, in terms of, you know, they did tight end shovel passes. They did all kinds of things. And it's always been kind of a tight end centric offense. But now you've got guys on the outside that can truly challenge the field, that if a team decides, hey, we got to play two guys deep, we can't be going single high safety, because the Bears faced a lot of that last year. What did we say? They could not beat man coverage because they had nobody who could challenge it. So that's why the teams, anytime a got-to-have-it moment, the defense against the Bears would go press man, and the Bears couldn't get open. This group will be able to get open. Not only open, but open with authority is what they'll be. They'll be able to finally dictate some things that a defense can do in order to defend them.
You know, we talked about this too, and I've given my opinion about free agency in general. I don't love it. I don't love huge investments in this, but you do overpay in free agency. It's the way it works. But you got to get the right age group. So I'm loving that Allen Robinson doesn't turn 25 until August. I'm loving the age of Trey Burton. Gabriel has very little tread on the tires because he was a situational player with Cleveland and Atlanta. And on the other side of the fence, I mean, you're going to bring in some defensive players, I believe, through the draft as well that are going to add more youth to this team. You're getting younger. You've parted company with a lot of veterans here. And these are the guys that are going to make a difference and get you to the Super Bowl one day. This group right here. If these guys are it, you're going to hit on these guys are the guys.
They're going to be the foundation, yeah. You know, and you know, I do have a quarterback question for Jim, because when we're talking about bringing Chase Daniels in here, I think Chase Daniels, when I looked him up, 6 foot, 220 pounds, and they got Mitchell Trubisky listed at 6'3", 220 pounds, whatever. And I was thinking about last year when they were preparing both quarterbacks, because I don't think you have the same athletic game plan for Mitchell Trubisky that you would have used for Mike Glennon. So I think there's so many similarities in their body style, their type of game, their athleticism. Now that you have one game plan for both quarterbacks, it's not going to venture off where you would do something for Glennon that would be different for Mitchell Trubisky. Jim, am I reading this wrong, or is this something that's going to help the quarterback room because both of these guys have so many similarities about their style?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, if Chase were getting in there, certainly Chase, you know, he'd change the play calling to obviously gear it towards his strengths. But I'm with you. I think they're both athletic enough. You can do some of the spread option stuff that they're probably going to be utilizing. And I think they're similar styles of quarterback. When you look, he's got to obviously, you know, for Matt Nagy to really, and we've talked about this before too, normally when a new head coach, especially an offensive coach or a defensive coach, they're going to bring in their guys, right? Because the offense can get up to snuff quicker. You know, here you're going to have Chase Daniel, who's already been in this offense numerous years, can say, hey, this is what he's looking for, Mitch. This is what he's asking to do. And everybody can get caught up to speed quicker because you've got a guy who can really communicate it to everybody on the offensive side of the ball, and it's going to help Mitchell out tremendously. And certainly Nagy has a background and knows Chase Daniel's really going to provide a good room there for the quarterbacks for the Bears.
All right, we're halfway through our show tonight, up until 7 o'clock here on Bears All Access, with help tonight from Mike Chen and Herb Lawrence in our Sports Radio 670 The Score studios. How about some phone calls, fellas, in our next segment? 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Sound off on what the Bears have done so far in free agency 2018 as we bring Bears All Access to you here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Photos and videos delivered straight to your mobile device. Download the Chicago Bears official mobile app presented by Verizon. And this segment of Bears All Access is orchestrated by CDW. CDW, people who get it. Jeff Joniak along with Tom Thayer, Jim Miller, and your phone calls coming up here. 312-644-6767. Hey, let's get right at it and go to Aurora and say hello to Steve. Thanks for hanging on. Steve, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Fantastic.
I was wondering, Tyrann Mathieu just got released. Wouldn't that be a great playmaker for the defense? And then we can go ahead and draft like a Tremont Edmonds. We're getting younger on defense and faster and quicker to match the offense.
Dom and Jim?
I'm sorry, Steve. I like the topic that you started with. I was thinking a little bit about this this afternoon, and I would have to interview him to see how he fit into the room with Ed Donatell, the rest of the coaches, and the rest of the players, and what's going to be required of him to come in here and fit into what the position that they see him best fit for. And I don't know with Vic Fangio how he would see him or where he would see him to fit best in this defense, but I'm sure he's going to require a pretty hefty payday also.
Yeah, and certainly I think he's still, you know, you don't take a pay reduction because you think you can get, you know, just as much or somewhere near on the open market. So that's why he elected to not take a pay cut, and he's out there. I still think he's going to command a lot of money because he is a versatile player. You know, you got to think of, you know, say the Giants, you know, they just let DRC go because they were going to move him to safety. He didn't want to do that, and so that's why he's been moving around and moved on from the Giants because he didn't want to take a pay cut as well. But James Betcher, the defensive coordinator formerly of Arizona, is now with the Giants. So I think he'd be too big of a high price tag. And the reason why you're seeing these safeties out on the market, because it's a deep draft at safety. So you can pick up a guy for less money. That's why you're seeing T.J. Ward, guys like Tyrann Mathieu, all these safeties have been getting released because this is a very deep draft at safety.
You know, thing too, is Jim and Jeff, is rookie safeties have been leaving a good impression in the NFL. Whether it's Eddie Jackson last year with the Bears or the Giants safety or a couple of these young kids that have come up through the ranks and they've had an impact on their football team immediately.
312-644-6767. If you have questions here on Bears All Access, Tom Thayer, Jeff Joniak, and Jim Miller on a position that is not deep in free agency and maybe not in the draft either is the pass rushers. And those guys just don't hit the free market very often. And I think that's been the biggest void right now I see on all these lists of free agents and the inability to pry some of those guys. So if there's one available, teams are jumping on it, Jim and Tom.
Well, you know, first of all, I keep referring back to the talent the Bears have. And I look at Bullard and I look at Eddie Goldman and I look at the Roy Robertson Harris. These guys got to come up and they got to start playing to their value where they are drafted in their years of service in the NFL. If those guys don't come up and have career years, it doesn't matter who you think about going out there and getting the free agent market and or even drafting in college, because that's the key ingredient to the success of the Bears up front. So, you know, you're not going to get that guy that's going to, you know, win the leverage game, that's got a 4-5 burst and is getting around the corner and having double digits sacks. Those guys just are not let go if they're key contributors to their defense.
Yeah, and I'm with you. There is not a big market right now for pass rushers. It's pretty much already cleared up in free agency. Believe it or not, you know, for Peppers to sign on again for Carolina, it's a 1 year. He can still play.
$5 million.
1 year, $5 million. He had a double-digit sacks last year, but I think that's completely dried up because now that Trent Murphy has signed with the Buffalo Bills from Washington, he's coming off a torn ACL. He was probably the best, and there's really nobody out there. Adrian Claiborne, maybe of Atlanta as a free agent, he'd probably be the next best one out there, and I'm with you. There is a huge drop-off after Bradley Chubb in this draft for pass rushers or edge rushers is what you're looking for.
I saw a tweet today, Jim and Tom. Peppers is the highest earning non-quarterback in NFL history right now. He's up, if he plays this season and he collects his $5 million, $165 million bucks. That's business 101 for eight. And he has played, this will be his 17th year,
you know,
and he's still got an immaculate ability to rush the pass.
How many times throughout the course of a lifetime do guys like Julius Peppers come around? You know, think of Reggie White and what he was able to accomplish at the defensive end position, and then there's been other guys that have come through the ranks and have shown that type of ability, but longevity and dominance together, there's not a lot of players that have those, are blessed with those types of skills.
Hall of Fame career. To Naperville, Kendall, you're on Bears All Access. How are you?
Hey guys, you're talking about the draft and the Bears might draft Quentin Nelson. I'm wondering if you guys could allude on how you quantify the value of a guard. So like when you talk about a quarterback, it's yards. When you think about a safety, it could be turnovers. But is a guard worth like 20 yards more in the running game? How do you quantify the value of a Quentin Nelson, and why would you draft a guard over a linebacker or conceivably more high-value player?
Tom, nobody to better answer that than the former guard himself.
I think analytically, I don't think you want to minimalize it down to one position. You have to think of how all five guys fit together. And what is the time of possession? And what is their average pass per play? What is their rushing yards per game, per attempt? All those types of measurements that you can add in, you can factor in if you did go out and draft a guard and he became an immediate starter. Because if you go back in time and you look at the development of football teams that go and have great years, whether it's the Dallas Cowboys or the Pittsburgh Steelers or even the Chicago Bears when Jim Finks was here and built the offensive line and defensive line with high draft choices, it does compute and you can measure the success and analytics of today. But, you know, I think there's so much other information that we need to be privileged to. We need to see what is the progression of Kyle Long and where is he going to be at the start of the season. And do you have such a void on the inside because of that you need to draft a dominant first-day starter?
Yeah, and he's definitely a rare player. Some think he's going top five when you look at Quentin Nelson. He is powerful now. So, you know, best on the board. I mean, some teams just don't value guards. But, you know, some, and then other teams, it's important. You know, I always go back to, you know, think of when the New Orleans Saints had like Jarry Evans and those guys up front. They had big guards and big stout guys because Drew Brees is a smaller quarterback.
Carl
they wanted
Hicks.
That separation. Yeah. And so they fought. And even they're still doing it because they've kicked that Andrews Pete. That guy's played both tackle and guard and really has played well as a guard, and he is a huge offensive lineman that they drafted a few years ago.
Bill, you want that pocket clean so they can step up and throw. That's when
Right. Everything's
fundamentally perfect. So, I mean, that I would not care one bit if that was the Bears' first pick from Notre Dame.
I wouldn't care one bit.
This guy is a plug-and-play starter. It looks like he's got a nasty disposition, perfect for a Chicago-style football. But beyond that, quarterbacks like it clean as they can step up, and quarterbacks have the mobility to escape outside pass rushers. But if it's collapsing inside, you guys must agree, it's big trouble. And Tom Brady's a perfect example. He hates that inside pressure.
Well, you don't want to have a quarterback that you draft and he's strictly relying on his feet to survive. If he doesn't have a chance, whatever the drop is, 3, 5, 7 step, shotgun, whatever, you need to give him that opportunity to have a stable read downfield, get his foundation underneath himself to throw the ball accurately. If he's just dodging defensive linemen as they're coming at him, it's going to be tough for any quarterback to develop.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I mean, no quarterback cares about the wide rush, you know, because they know the tackle's just going to push him by you, and, you know, you can just step up in the pocket. But if it's not secure on the interior where you feel suffocated, that's where passing lanes break down, that's where batted balls for interceptions start. Just a lot of bad things happen, and I'm with you. Most quarterbacks feel uncomfortable when it happens, even the mobile quarterbacks. They don't like that leakage up front. When that becomes suffocating in the pocket, we can't step up, see those passing lanes, and fire a strike to your receiver.
Speaking of quarterbacks, we'll talk about the Bears starting quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, and how he will feel with the new additions when they finally get released by the Bears. And just talk about the quarterback carousel that is going on in the National Football League right now. New word that A.J. McCarron looks like he's going to be going to the Buffalo Bills in a 2-year deal. We'll talk about it with Tom and Jim here on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. This week on Inside the Bears, the inspiring story of two veterans who forged a lifetime friendship in the Vietnamese jungle with their shared love of the Chicago Bears. Inside the Bears airs Saturdays at 6 p.m. on CW 50 Chicago and Sundays at 10:35 on Fox 32 Chicago. You can also watch segments online at ChicagoBears.com or on the Chicago Bears official app at any time. Jeff Joniak in our final segment, along with Tom Thayer and Jim Miller here on Bears All Access. Before we went to break, I wanted to delve into the quarterback carousel that's going on in the National Football League as teams still try to find that magic formula on who's going to lead their team to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, this is just scratching the surface a little bit, but you got A.J. McCarron going to Buffalo, Tyrod Taylor to Cleveland, Kirk Cousins to Minnesota, Trevor Siemian getting dealt by Denver to Minnesota, Teddy Bridgewater potentially to the Jets, Case Keenum to Denver, Deshaun Kizer to Green Bay, Sam Bradford for a bundle of money to Arizona. And, you know, it happened so long ago, you forget about probably the biggest of all next to the big signing of Kirk Cousins would be the Alex Smith to Washington. Fellas, yeah.
Can we piggyback Garoppolo onto that too? Just because he's been awarded such a major contract, and I think his dollars will factor around the league to other quarterbacks. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, Garoppolo, I mean, that was a big get for San Francisco. And again, I just think that position, you know, you look at how they finished the year, and you just, San Francisco is all abuzz right now. I mean, mm-hmm. the guy finishes, you know, with five consecutive wins and just how they finished. So there's just a lot of hope. That position provides a lot of hope. And what's interesting out of all those moves, Alex Smith, I think, is a phenomenal. I think, you know, Washington actually upgraded their quarterback position. Kirk gets the 3 years guaranteed, certainly paid a lot of money, but that comes with a lot of expectation up there in Minnesota, is what I would say for him. He's supposed to take them over the top. What if it doesn't happen for the Vikings? And the other moves that are made, you know, whether it's Cleveland, whether it's Buffalo, whether it's even Denver, you know, but John Elway was at Baker Mayfield's Oklahoma Pro Day today.
Oh, they were shaking hands. They were shaking hands on the sidelines.
Well, Jim
Kubiak.
It doesn't take them out of the quarterback market. They may still draft first-round quarterbacks.
Real quickly, is this a reflection of the talent of these college kids that there's so many quarterbacks that are being purchased because there's fear that maybe this group isn't what they are, or are they just protecting themselves?
No, yeah, I think they're just protecting themselves. They want that quote-unquote bridge quarterback, because you look at Case Keenum's deal in Denver, that's a two-year deal. You know, Tyrod Taylor, he's going to be a bridge quarterback to who they draft. A.J. McCarron, it's only a two-year deal. Mm-hmm. He's going to be carrying the water for the next guy they draft. So these quarterbacks, a lot of them aren't ready, you know, to play right away. You know, they're just not polished. And that's true of a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, how many guys are sure can't fire misses? You know, probably Andrew Luck, to me, was the last guy. We're just like, whoa, this guy is pro-ready and can step on the field. And this year's class, probably out of all the first-round quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, who's the only one who's not the underclassman, is probably the most prepared to step on the field and play.
I want to talk about Mitchell Trubisky, last year's number two overall choice. So now the pieces being built around him, when they become official, you got Allen Robinson. You got a 6'3 guy who can move. Is he a burner? No, but he runs fast routes, and he's a go up and get it kind of guy who's going to help you out in the red zone, clean up some off target throws, etc., and give you that outside element. You got Trey Burton. Last year, 9.8 average depth of target, was seventh highest among tight ends in the NFL last season, and he was playing behind Zach Ertz and Brent Celek. Still very productive. Didn't get a ton of snaps, but was productive. You got Taylor Gabriel, another situational guy who can handle the slot. Maybe he gets an expanded role. He's getting a nice payday for it. Average over almost 14 yards a catch throughout his career. You add that to a healthy Cam Meredith and whatever else they may do in the draft, the running game with Cohen and Howard, things look very different right now. And I'm putting Deion Sims in there at tight end with Adam Shaheen, because you still need three tight ends.
Well, you know, one thing I like about the free agents is no one has to come here and be a savior. They all have to come here and be contributors. Yeah, it would be nice if they all came in here and started this season by having a career year, and that would show the support to every one of these guys. But, you know, Mitchell Trubisky has been told to us that he is the most important asset of this football team. If Mitchell Trubisky feels like he has the confidence, the backing of the coaching staff, and he develops to all of our expectations, then these are all some good moves for him going throughout this season and his time with Coach Nagy.
Yeah, and, you know, you hope other guys can come back healthy, you know, because if Cam Meredith can come back from his torn ACL.
And Kevin White. I did not mention him, but, you know.
He's the X factor.
Imagine that. He is. I mean, imagine that.
And, well, I think, again, because you got two big guys in Kevin White and Cam Meredith. So you've got, again, we always talk about the roles that players can play. Allen Robinson, like you said, he's kind of a great athlete, can do it all, acrobatic catch, so he can play above the rim if they need bigger targets. The red zone that we were talking about, where they need to what? Score more points. What the Bears finish? 15 points a game, I think it was? I mean, it's not going to win you games in the National Football League. So it's all about getting more explosive and having more role players of what they can do when it comes down there in crunch time where they need to score points. They can beat man coverage now. They've got guys who can play above the rim. They'll be able to do a lot more with an offense that literally was handcuffed all season long.
Got to tune up the offensive line, though, too, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, they went and signed Bradley Soule, who is going to be a nice contributor as a backup. I don't know if he'll be considered or trying to win a starting job, but he could. Hey, you know, you invest a little bit more time in the weight room. He's got good athleticism. He's long. He can play inside and outside. But yeah, you know, you got to try to find that group of guys that you know, be able to allow Cody Whitehair to have the luxury of sitting in one position, understand what we're going to get out of Kyle Long, know that you've got an investment in Charles Leno Jr. at left tackle, that he's going to stay there. Would be nice to see some competition brought in behind Bobby Massey to see if you can push that big guy a little bit. But, yeah, you got to get better. Yeah, and Eric Cush is going to come in, and he's he'll compete. He has the mentality to compete as a starter, but he also has the versatility to play anywhere inside.
All right, before we wrap this thing up, a nod in this direction for one of the great players in the National Football League announcing his retirement today. Obviously, we got to know from watching minimally, obviously, because of preseason finales with the Cleveland Browns, but Joe Thomas.
He did.
An unbelievable streak of 11 years. Until this year, the blemish with the triceps, but over 10,000 consecutive snaps before that. Highly regarded, well-respected league-wide. You just saw the reactions today. Quick thoughts from both of you.
Oh, I admired everything he's dedicated to the sport of professional football, even though he was playing in Cleveland. That would be incredibly challenging to go out there and have repeated losing seasons when you're the best player on the team.
And think about this. Was criticized on draft day for going fishing with his dad. Want to spend draft day fishing
that.
With?
Yeah, I remember that.
He actually called Sirius from the boat where he was fishing and talked about, hey, I'm out here fishing with my dad, and you know this is how I wanted to spend my draft day. But 7-time All Pro, like you said, just epitome of class. What a great player and a surefire probably Hall of Famer.
Oh yeah, people writing first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh yeah,
one of the most successful players on a team that rarely won in NFL history. Crazy, crazy career for him.
Well, you look like guys like Mike Ken, played 17 years for the Atlanta Falcons. I think he's been a part of one winning season. So there's other guys that have gone through their career and had those same trials.
All right, fellas, good show, fun time. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I'm Bears All Access, brought to you by IGS Energy. I'd like to thank our Director of Content, Dan Barilli, helping us out again, as usual, Herb Lawrence and Mike Chen. And for Tom and Jim, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for Adrian Amos. As well, our guest tonight on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access. Podcasts are available on ChicagoBears.com and on iTunes, or download the official Chicago Bears mobile app. Bears All Access has been brought to you by IGS Energy and sponsored by CDW, FanDuel, and PNC.